Good morning. We all know people who refuse to go to the doctor or the dentist or the minister or whoever they need to see. Indeed, we ourselves may be guilty of that from time to time. Why won't they, or why won't we? Loved ones often ask. Jesus once went up to a man who'd been ill for 38 years and asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Of course he wanted to get well. Well, not necessarily so. Some folk we know enjoy a good illness. You say, "How are you?" And they reward you with an organ recital, blow by blow. Grumpy old men and women enjoy a good moan. Widows promise, "I will never get over this." While we hesitate to ask Jesus for healing, he looks down on us and says, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise and walk." Jesus can heal us, but do we really want him to? Have we got settled in our ways, acclimatized, come to terms with our circumstances? Deep down inside us, at the gut level, there's an on-off switch. For example, the alcoholic goes down the tubes until one day he flicks the switch. "Right, that's it. Enough is enough. I need help. I will go and get help." Healing starts from there. Or, for example, we suffer the pain long enough until we switch that switch and pick up the phone and dial the surgery. Or the estranged friend phones their friend and makes up the relationship. The difference between the winner of a race and all the others is the fact that the winner flicks that inner switch and really, really wants to win. Jesus said that we should hunger and thirst for righteousness, passionately want to live the best life possible. How much do you want to win through life's race? How much do you passionately want to live a good life? How much do you want to get well? We cannot just switch that inner switch on, but I know a Jesus who can help us switch on to a really wholesome life and a really healthy life.